36 with commander Q.
36
with commander Q.
Daniel ex with commander Pew.
36 Jesuíf commander Q.
Thank you. Thank you.
36 X-Wing Commander Q.
36 X-Wing Commander Q.
36 X-Wing Commander Q. Central Intelligence Agency, who financed to study, what would you say?
I realize the CIA is a very important organization and they have a very important job to do. But God, it surely doesn't have to be done on people who are totally incapable of knowing what's happening or having any defense against it. And I can't imagine the mentality of people who would do this. I just can't.
As for Dr. Cameron, he died in 1966 while mountain climbing. A colleague wrote of Cameron, "For him, the ends justified the means, and when one is dealing with a waste of human potential, it is easy to adopt this stance." Dr. Cameron seemed ideally suited for what the CIA had in mind.
Those people were not.
that was when they first came. When they first came, they sent them to SEALs. Were operational type people from the CIA.
Okay, this is their perception.
Now I
want dangerous to his being, contrary to his previous conscious and expressed intentions and interests, contrary to the good of the individual, and subversive to the goals of
Virgin's
conscious
and all this stuff. But the situation, as you say, those things were done because wise people are both sides. We do this, not interested in this.
They were, though.
Some of the low-level people were, but the high-level people were not.
But documents clearly show that the CIA was attempting to develop agents over whom they had as much control as possible. Agents who would perform tasks contrary to their own good.
Normally conditioned Americans and trained to kill, then to have no memory of having killed. The brain has not only been washed, as they say, it has been dry cleaned.
Is a Manchurian candidate controlled by others to do things against his will, possible will?
It was a remarkable film because, as far as I'm concerned, it made something totally impossible seem absolutely incredible.
I would say the answer is yes, but there are many qualifications for that.
Dr. Milton Klein, a psychologist, a clinical and experimental hypnotist, an unpaid consultant to the CIA.
Qualifications would need the subject selected to produce the kind of behavior that you wish, the amount of time, the procedures that are utilized, and the motivations of the people who are designing, executing, and administering the procedures. You're asking whether an individual can be, under hypnosis, influenced, coerced, persuaded, shaped to perform an antisocial act or a destructive act or an act of violence. My answer would be yes.
Captain Marco, you'd be good enough to let Raymond your pistol.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Ben. Sure can.
Shoot Bobby Ray. Shoot Bobby Ray. Through the forehead.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How valuable is your look at hypnosis, ma'am?
None whatsoever.
That is absolutely no use because nobody's ever been able to do that I know of, do it in an operationally feasible way.
I'm not in any way saying that hypnosis doesn't take place. I'm not saying there's nothing to it.
I would say that most government agencies concerned with intelligence operations have been looking to hypnosis as a tool for a variety of purposes, one of which is to carry out and to execute certain intelligence operations on a basis where they would not have to rely completely on some of their own emotional reactions.
Actually, they're intelligent.
It could, if you consider that an act of killing someone under a circumstance of war is rather war. I think one has to define what that means.
Under circumstances of peace.
Under circumstances of peace, it would be murder.
Another former CIA agent says that Fidel Castro at one time was considered as a possible target for a Manchurian candidate.
Castro was naturally our discussion point. Could you get somebody gung-ho enough that they would go in and get him? But if you have 100% control of your guy, you have 100% dependency. If something happens and you haven't programmed it in, you've got a problem.
So in the end, it was decided that a Manchurian candidate was not feasible. But the search for mind control continued. But could the mind be controlled? Perhaps not. But is human behavior predictable? In this area, the CIA did make a significant breakthrough. A personality assessment system designed by the agency's chief psychologist, John Gidding. It comes close to being able to predict how humans will behave.
It's really a descriptive system, an attempt to try to describe personality in a relatively systematic way. Doing that, hopefully, you can get some kind of an idea to predict what the behavior between different kinds of individuals.
Gittinger's system had many uses in intelligence work. One was to draw a personality portrait.
hundreds of world leaders. Using Nittinger's system, the agency concluded the Shah of Iran is a brilliant but dangerous megalomaniac whose basic problems resulted from an overbearing father. And there were other applications.
Your assessment staff played a key role in helping other governments pack their police intelligence agencies, including, we've learned, the Korean CIA, Uruguayan National Police. Can you tell us about this? Can you tell us about this?
No.
Father John Marks,
the former number two CIA man in Uruguay, told me how in 1966 John Nittinger and an assistant traveled down to Uruguay and gave the test in order to select members of the Uruguayan intelligence service. A psychologist who used to work for the CIA told me in 1961 he personally traveled to South Korea as part of an American CIA effort to set up the Korean CIA and to give the personality test to candidates for the Korean CIA to choose the best man for their secret police.
But one of the basic functions of Nittinger's system was finding the vulnerabilities of an agent, a double agent, or a potential agent.
And its applicability to intelligence work is in the PAS system, looking for persons, sub-spotters.
Well, of course, the answer to that is yes, but I hasten to say soft-spots isn't what I consider a negative word.
Of the hundreds of behavioral projects undertaken by the CIA, Nittinger's appears to have been one of the more successful and more conventional. Other experiments were not as conventional. Neurophysicist Dr. Jose Delgado was financed by the Office of Naval Research. In this experiment, the bull is sedated. Electrodes are implanted in its brain. Delgado transmits an electronic impulse to the center of the bull's brain. Delgado has remote control of the animal. Recently released CIA documents refer to the feasibility of remote control of animals and that special investigations will be conducted toward the application of selected elements of these techniques to man. Other areas were examined through the 60s and 70s. Brain surgery, psychosurgery, creation of amnesia, parapsychology, manipulation of genes. Even though past and present CIA officials have indicated this kind of work ended in 1963. And one of those who took part in these programs, in 1977, the Senate subcommittee heard testimony from many of them, but the testimony was not that revealing. According to one of them, they agreed amongst themselves to keep the inquiry within bounds that would satisfy the committee. Former narcotics officer Charles Siragusa says that he was asked to limit his testimony by the man he reported to at the CIA.
You wanted to be not the same.
To perjure yourself.
That's right. Well, either that, I'd have to perjure myself and take the Fifth Amendment. And I'm not about to take the Fifth Amendment for anybody.
Okay. Former CIA chemist Robert Lashmore testified he had no first-hand knowledge of the agency-run safe houses, when in fact he supervised one of them. And according to George White's diaries, was at a safe house when White conducted what he called an LSD surprise experiment. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, whom we recently filmed near his California home, oversaw many of the CIA behavioral programs. He retired in 1973 and destroyed the records of this work. In sort of a valedictory letter, Dr. Gottlieb wrote that he and his colleagues had been able to maintain contact with the leading edge of developments in the field of biological and chemical control of human behavior. Dr. Gottlieb also testified before the Senate subcommittee, but from an anteroom where he could not be filmed because of what his lawyer termed health and cardiac problems. Dr. Gottlieb declined ABC News' request for an interview. In order of George White, the man who helped the agency and so many of its programs, he would retire here to Stinson Beach, California. And shortly before his death, he wrote to his boss at the CIA, Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, and summed up his career by saying, "It was fun, fun, fun. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, and cheat? Steal, deceive, rape, and pillage with a sanction and blessing of the All-Highest."
Has mind control been achieved?
From all of the available evidence, it appears doubtful. The human will has prevailed up to this point. But as we have seen, work is continuing in this field. Work that we still don't know very much about. How deeply are the Russians and other dictatorships into all of this? We really can't say. The CIA is reluctant to give out information about it. But the basic question remains, what place does all of this have within a democracy? One final point should be made. As one of the persons who worked on these programs told us, we are very capable, conscientious, and very dedicated scientists working for our country. Their work speaks for itself. This is Paul Altmaier for ABC News. Good night.
Here's a great idea. Hair curl. It's Vanish Bowl Freshness. Freshness is a snap. Snap it under the rim and it freshens 2 inches. It's always been fresh. Then when water gets in, extra deodorizer and detergents are released, working best when and where you need it. When the bowl's fresh, the bathroom's fresher. Snappy idea. Vanish Bowl Freshness.
Vanish for a cleaner bowl and a fresher bathroom. And a fresher bathroom.
What do doctors recommend for pain today? This report shows doctors' number one choice is the pain reliever in Anacin. 5 million recommendations last year for pain of headache, backache, minor arthritis, and muscle ache. The ingredient in Anacin is the doctor's number one choice. Anacin is strong, a special combination of medical ingredients free of stomach upset for millions everywhere. The ingredient in Anacin, doctor's number one choice.
Stay tuned for local news next. Then live from the Johnson Space Center in Houston, ABC News will track the approach of Skylab as it nears re-entry. Skylab, the final hour. Right after Twiggy and Dirk Benedict of Battlestar Galactica star in I Wonder Dead on the Tuesday Movie of the Week tonight on ABC.
This has been a presentation of ABC News.
Skylab nears its final orbit, an arrest in the kidnapping of that newborn baby, a rock star sentence for income tax evasion. A local gymnast talks about her winning performance in San Juan. M7.
We were concerned about our monthly electric bills, so we called Pepco for help. They sent us this EnergyWise home audit. Just take a few simple measurements and answer the questions. Then mail them back to Pepco. Then Pepco will, free of charge, analyze your home's energy use and send you back a list of recommended changes.